A new look at moon rocks has been raising some very old questions.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
One theory on the formation of the moon is that it formed as a result of an impact when a planet crashed into Earth, sending debris into orbit. The moon, they theorized, is bone dry because water would have turned to vapor and dissipated into space. But recently, a team of scientists has made a discovery that is sending the theorists back to basics. Using the nanosecondary ion mass spectrometer, or nanoSIMS, researchers got the closest look ever at samples of lunar volcanic glass beads brought back from the Apollo missions. And what they found was small traces of, you guessed it, hydrogen. The finding has stunned scientists and is forcing them to rethink theories about the moon's origin 4.5 billion years ago. The fact that the data comes from rocks retrieved over 30 years ago proves that in science, no stone should be left unturned. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us.